You're tuned in to the Health After 30 podcast. And if you need that little nudge to move your body more without having to rely on motivation, then this episode is for you.
Hey, I'm Alana Bonneman, naturopath and holistic nutritionist. This podcast is dedicated to reclaiming your health by harnessing yourself as your biggest asset. Get ready, because this is where we stand up for your body's ability to heal, go against outdated norms, and say yes to change, creating true and lasting success, all from the inside out. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Health After 30 podcast, and let's get started.
Welcome back to the Health After 30 podcast. Alana Bonneman here with you. Thank you so much for being here, for tuning in. And today's episode is about getting us not only motivated, in fact, we don't really need motivation, but to get us moving, to move our body, whether we have injuries, whether we're busy, whether we have so much going on or any other reason for not moving. Kirsten Schulzer is on the show with me. She is a trained professional bodybuilder. She's also a fitness coach. She's also an actor, and she works with busy actors to also bring them into the realm of, okay, how can we be fit for our bodies while maintaining a busy life? So what I like about how she kind of works is she makes things very easy, very sustainable. None of these unrealistic, overshot health goals to help us start to get moving, but rather just some very simple, effective things that we can start, which don't even feel like we're doing much to get started. It's the action that causes the traction and continues it going. And I really enjoyed talking with Kirsten, the way that she speaks about movement, about fitness, is highly inspiring. And I think anyone who's wondering or thinking, okay, how can I get moved into my life? Then I really hope you enjoy today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Alana Bonneman, and let's get into it.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Health After 30 podcast. Today, I'm sitting down with Kirsten Schulzer, and we are going into perhaps looking after ourselves as we get older, what we can do, how we can start doing it, but specifically, I think also in today's busy world, because everyone's so busy, no one has time to do things. But first, before we kind of step into all of that, Kirsten, can you maybe just tell us what your own health journey's been and how you've got to where you are and what you do?
Gladly. Thank you for having me, Alana. My journey started when I was young, like before I was 12. I was raised and born in Germany, Berlin. And we always had meat and potatoes and vegetables on our plates, three meals a day. But I fell in love with sports very early on, track in specifically. So I did high jump, far jump, shot put, 200 relay, 200 meter sprints, 400 meter sprints, relay. I just loved sports. It was my passion. It's where I felt I could fit in. It's where I felt I had a voice. It's where I felt like I could get my energy out. And I was really in sports for the feeling. Not the knowledge of, oh, this is good for my body. I just like, oh, this felt good. I did everything very competitively. And then I had an injury happening more from wear and tear on my knee. And the doctor said that they wanted to do surgery on my knee. Lucky for me, I did an internship because I wanted to become a physical therapist. And I did an internship with this physical therapist. And she told me, start bodybuilding. And back then, there were no girls in the gyms doing bodybuilding. There were no aerobics rooms. So I went into the bodybuilding room where there was all these men. And I decided, okay, let me learn about it. And I learned so much about how to balance my body. From when we do high performance sports, we always favor one side more than the other. And to keep the balance, bodybuilding is very important to keep the balance. And what happened is I built the muscles around my injury so much that I never had to have the surgery. And I learned the power of, wow, if I work out, then I can change or strengthen my body and change how it overcompensates one side to the other. And then I learned, met bodybuilders, and I learned about nutrition, and my body transformed so fast in with small changes that was incredible. And just to have that power, I was hooked. And then I moved from Germany. I was in Munich at the time, and I moved and I was working in the corporate world. When I left Germany, I was assistant marketing director for AOL. And I went to the States, and I just didn't want to work in the corporate world anymore, but I knew I wanted to be in fitness. I didn't know how to get into it. And I went to this nutrition store. And in the meantime, I thought about doing competitions and figure competitions. That just came out. Fitness was too much of an effort for me as far as the gymnastic part, because I was not a trained gymnastic person. I was trained in, other things, not gymnastics. So I thought figure is where you are standing in a bikini and you have to have a very well-balanced physique with a very low body fat percentage so you can see more definition. And I thought this could be something for me. So when I met this gentleman that owned a gym that he was about to open up, he said, why don't you come work for me? And that's how I got into the gym fitness world when I was 29. And I loved it. I loved being in the gym. I loved everything about exercise and nutrition. I learned so much. Then I decided to get my college degree in nutrition and fitness, and also get certified in a certain class like Body Sculpt and TRX and so on. And I had a business degree from Germany, so I knew how to run a business, and became shortly after that the director of exercise for a powerhouse gym in California after I left Texas. I started training people after I went on stage, because I felt like I needed to know more. I wanted to be really good at what I did. And I had a bit of an imposter syndrome happening, which happens, I think, when we get into a new profession and you feel like, am I good enough to do this? And especially when you are reliable, somebody's body, you know, and helping them to transform. So with years of training myself and competing and learning the yes and no's, what works for a body and what doesn't, and getting certified and feeling comfortable enough, I started a training business 24 years ago, and it's been very, very successful. I feel like I have a niche for understanding what the body goes through, what I can tell when the body stresses, what it needs, because the stress that the body goes through is the most important part of how we can heal it, right? Like knowing, okay, when we're doing this, it stresses the body too much and so on. So I learned all this in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. And at some point I had like 23 clients a day, which I don't do today anymore. But at the time, to build my business, I just was either grouping them together or doing singles, doing them online now. But back then, everything was in person. Mm-hmm. And built my training business, and I've trained people to get ready in front of the camera, not just for myself because I'm an actress myself, to be ready in front of the camera, but get people ready like Nicole Ari Parker for Broadway, or Robert Patrick for Gangster Squad. Chris mm-hmm. Hemsworth, when he first got the role Thor, he came to us for nutrition and supplements to help him to get into his role. But I train a lot of CEOs and moms and people that are just of the busy lifestyle, which is really my expertise, is people that have injuries, people that are going through hormonal changes or have injuries, travel a lot or are very, very busy and need to fit a workout into their busy lifestyle.
That's two very large things that I think concern people. One, the busy part of it. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to go into that because I think everyone can associate with that. But secondly, once we get an injury, because the amount of people I've spoken to who, yeah, really good intentions, like let's get fit. And then, you know, they do a run, which is too long, bam, knee's gone. And then they're 3 months out. I can't run because I can't do anything because my knee. So let's start with the injury first, because I think you talked about through your own story, learning to work around injury, strengthening the muscle, because if we don't take care of the injury, we kind of compensate, right? Something else pops up on the other side, because we haven't looked after it. So when we do have an injury, what can we do to support our body and to perhaps keep training? What do we need? What are the things that we need to look out for, like the big red flag signs and the things that we can be doing?
Great questions. It's the number one thing that I always encounter is that when somebody has an injury, the first thing they say, I can't do anything. And I want people to understand you can. And here's how. When you have an injury, let's say you have a knee injury and you can't run. First of all, copper sleeve. How bad is the injury? We need to know how bad the injury is. If it's a tear, like I had a second degree MCL tear in my knee from somebody falling on me. And how did I work around that? Well, there's certain things. First one, copper sleeve to support the injury to stay stable. Then there's exercises specifically to strengthen the muscles around the injury and to help the injury to heal faster. Lunges. People will shy away from lunges, but lunges are really good to actually build the muscles around injury. So instead of doing a forward lunge, do a reverse lunge because it's much gentler on the knee. If you have, don't do any lateral movements at that time until the injury is healed. So just knowing what exercises, specific exercises to do, and find a coach, for instance, that can help you with that, like a physical therapist. They usually know how to. Or find a coach like me that knows how to do these exercises, trained in that area. Shoulder injuries. If you have a shoulder injury, you can still move. So there's just the way you hold your hand, for instance. Don't do a lateral movement. Do a front movement because it becomes a rehab exercise. So know the rehab exercises for the injury. But let's say you cannot move it at all. Let's say you have a shattered knee, you had a ski accident, you can't move your leg. So now you're going to be in a cast. Well, you can do all kinds of upper body exercises still while you're sitting in a chair. You can do pull downs, you can do laterals, you can do bicep curls, you can do core. All these things are still possible that I think people just say when something happens, don't move. But you got to do the opposite. Blood flow to an injury heals the injury faster. And I do believe that people have a mindset of, if I have an injury, I won't do anything. And I think that is a big mistake. And because once we do nothing, the body gets sedentary and then we get out of our routine. And the hardest thing for anybody is to start a routine. So stay in it. Don't quit. Don't stop. Work around it.
Yeah, I love that. It's to the point. It's very direct, but you're true. You need to get blood through to the injury. By stopping, you're not only not getting blood flow, but you're also getting out of that habit. And the thing is, we talked a little bit before we recorded, and you know, people know that they should probably be exercising and getting blood flow all around their bodies. And maybe this links in with the excuse of, I'm too busy to do this. You know, I also work with people one-on-one and we're all very busy. And understandably, for some, not a priority at the moment because they've got a million other things going on. So for those who are busy or traveling a lot or just, yeah, or acting, have kids or have both and full-time jobs, you know, high-performing people, what can we kind of do or how can we facilitate, or maybe you can tell us how to help these?
Yes, love to. Always get, I only offer 30-minute workouts. I don't do anything longer than 30 minutes because time is money. Most people don't have time. But if you have never done anything, that's not, you want to start a new routine and you understand that your body is longevity, right? Because building muscle for your body is the most important thing you will ever do for your body because it slows down aging, it slows down your aging or the mobility. You keep your mobility when you have muscle. So I think longevity-wise, muscle is everything. So I always start with 5 minutes a day, not more. And the way because we have to reprogram our brain. So we wake up. We have a certain time we wake up, we have a certain time we have our coffee, we have a certain time we eat, we have a certain time we have to be at work. Everything is a routine, right? Everything is a program, everything is scheduled. So the way you start a routine, wake 10 minutes up earlier, just 10 minutes. Don't even think about the hour, 10 minutes. And then you're going to set a timer for only 5 minutes and you're going to exercise for those 5 minutes. And then you're going to stop. As soon as the timer stops, you have to stop. And you're going to do that for 2 weeks. Every single day, just for 5 minutes. after those 2 weeks, your body has now created a new routine and you will crave it. And 10 minutes to you doesn't seem like anything anymore. And I always say working out in the morning is the best time. And the reason why is because your body has gone through repairs through the night. It detoxifies, it repairs itself. So when you wake up first thing in the morning, you are already in a ketosis state. You are already in a fat burn state. And if you want to now work on building your muscles and fat burn at the same time, the mornings are always the best. People ask me all the time, should I do cardio or weights? I always say, make it a circuit weight training. And the reason why is because when we lift weights and we make it a circuit, it becomes a cardio session while you're doing weights. Mm-hmm. When you do it in the afternoon, your body has to burn off 20 minutes of your glycogen, because your body, when we're eating throughout the day, your muscles are filled with glycogen. That is your energy source. And when you go to the gym, it takes 20 minutes for the body to get into the fat deposits. So you might as well just do the 20 minutes at night to lift weights again, and then you're in fat burn. 20 minutes at night, because to get into that same state of fat burn, the mornings is the winner. It's the fastest one.
Mm-hmm.
And it just affects your brain, because you get so, it releases endorphins in your body. It releases your HGH levels. It's just, you have so much more focus throughout the day. You have so much more energy throughout the day when you work out in the morning.
And you said to do a circuit training. So that's going around doing different exercises. How can you do weight training?
Body is your best weight. So you can, let's say you want to just start very gentle. I always say, if you have a chair, you have a gym. So you can sit down on your chair and stand up from your chair 20 times. Now you have done assisted squats, right? Mm-hmm. Or you go down and only tip tap the chair. So you're not fully sitting down, just going down enough. And then you can do dips of the chair for your arms, bend your knees. So I always say one large muscle group, which is your legs or back. And then a small muscle group, your arms. So you can do dips. And then you can do reverse crunches on the floor. Here's three different exercises. You can do them back to back, four rounds, 20 squats, 10 dips, 20 reverse crunches, four rounds, 5 to 10 minutes done.
The way that you say that sounds so flawlessly. You make it sound very easy.
It is. It's just, you know, working around it. So if you don't have weights, you can do, there's all kinds of things. You can do push-ups. You can do hip thrusts. You can do lunges. You can do squats. You can do side lunges. You can do butt kicks. You can do a plank. There's all kinds of exercises you can do without weights. And I always say starting off without weights and your own body weight is probably the most effective for you and beneficial, because we have to use our body. When you go sit down in a chair, you do a squat. When you go to the bathroom, you do a squat. When you get out of the car, you do a squat. When you are stumbling somewhere, you kind of do a push-up or a dip. So these are all functional strength training exercises.
And you talked before about longevity, you know, and I think, you know, if you can't catch yourself doing that half squat or press or whatever it is, if we're not practicing it now, then, you know, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years from, how is that going to be? I often think about that. If we can't do it now, it's not going to get easier.
First of all, it's never too late to start. I have a gentleman that's 94. He's going to be 95 on April 9th. And he started with me at 93. And he had never, ever really, I mean, he worked out a little bit in his 50s. And his balance was really bad. So now his balance is great. And we're doing all kinds of hops. He does all kinds of things. It's pretty amazing how fast the body will adapt.
Yeah.
But here's my rule of thumb, as always. In your 20s and 30s, you build the base. It's the basement to your house. Right? Mm. So if you, in your 20s, you listen to this podcast, in your 30s, go at it. Go full throttle. In your 40s and 50s is when we maintain. But if you haven't started yet, start in your 40s. By the time you hit 50, everything slows down, because muscle atrophy happens faster after 50, because testosterone declines, HGH levels, estrogen, progesterone, all of these elements are, we have to battle. We're going into our second puberty as women, I call it. Right? We have to adjust to it. So I always say, if you're listening in your 40s right now, get it done. Build the muscle base. It will help you when you're in your 50s. But if you're in your 50s, you can still do it. Just, you have to be realistic that your body will not change as fast. You have to be very disciplined. There's no motivation. Motivation doesn't exist, right? Motivation is like today I'm going to say, oh, I'm going to start a new routine next week. And then next week comes and you'll never do it. That was your motivation. Yeah. But discipline, saying you're committed to yourself with small goals. I always say, give yourself small goals. You will accomplish this and you will not get accomplishes better and you will not get distracted or disappointed as fast. So you know, everything slows down in your 50s. Make sure you have smaller goals. Like when we are in our 20s, 30s, and 40s, we can easily lose 2 pounds a week, right? When we are in our 50s, you should expect a pound a week. Because it just slows down.
Yeah. Having those expectations are also massive because otherwise it kind of demotivates you, so to say, even though you said motivation's not the thing, but you know, it's nice to know how you are going to see the changes. Isn't that everything? I mean, the one constant thing is that we're all going through changes constantly, especially as women. It's inevitable that it is going to change. So you talked a lot about the what to do. And I liked how you were just very direct with that. It's like, you can just do, get a chair. You've got a gym. I really like that. And I like how it's also as easy as 5 minutes. But I know firsthand, and you might also experience this, people might resist that, even though it's just 5 minutes. And even though, you know, I have a chair, for some reason, people can't always start that. Because of whatever reason. Do you think there's another factor that people need to kind of take into consideration when they're on their health journey? You know, they're wanting to start, but they can't actually do it. You know, for example, this gentleman that you see who's 93 years old, what did it get to a certain place where he's like, okay, I want to make this change and therefore it was easier for him?
Yeah. Unfortunately, people don't change unless it becomes too painful. You know, something, if it's too comfortable, people don't change. So if something has worked, be it not nutrition-wise, feeding your body the right way, and you've gotten away with it for so long, and then all of a sudden the effects come like now you have diabetes or you have high blood pressure or whatever it is, you have complete inflammations in your body because of all your nutrition, people will make a change then because it's too painful not to. Yeah. So the gentleman called me because he fell. And he fell so hard on his face that he injured himself so badly. Now it was in his favor to work out and do weight training. And that's the reason why he called me. Unfortunately, don't wait until it becomes too painful. Do it before. And that's where you just have to make that decision of how badly do I need it? How badly do I want it? You know, it's just like a bank account. Do you want the money in your bank account or not? You know, if you don't want it, then you're not going to have it. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with the body, you know, but don't wait until you are so deep in the hole that you can't get yourself out of it anymore.
Yeah. It's a commitment, actually. I think that's what it is. It's the commitment to really saying, okay, I'm going to start doing it now.
Yeah.
And what are the advantages of starting? I mean, you said it's never too late to start. And I also agree with that. It's never too late to kind of start this journey. But what are the advantages of starting today? Like the sooner you start, so to say.
Wow. That's a great loaded question because there's so many benefits. If you start working out today and you change your nutrition and start working out, you have more energy during out the day. You will sleep better. You will slow down aging. You will have better mobility. You will have less inflammations in your body. Your joints will hurt less. Your skin will look differently because of it. You can change the sagging skin by filling it out with the muscle and all of a sudden it looks nice and plump again. Yeah, just your life, I mean, will change completely if you start working out. It's very good for social. If you are somebody that never leaves the house and wants to have friends or doesn't have a family or whatever, going to the gym, you make so many friends, you know, that are in the same realm as you. And if you don't want to go to the gym, join a walking group, you know, a group that walks daily, or it's just really good for your social and for your mental state as well.
Yeah.
And it helps me to focus on something.
Yeah, I can tell. Like you have so much passion for movement and I guess looking after the body, you know, as a health professional, like I understand you, but there are some days that will go by and maybe I do a walk, but to really dedicate myself to a regime, I find it really difficult. I know, check, it's good for this and metabolism, this and that. And I kind of understand that, but it's just the, I don't know, I feel very inspired by hearing you, your very matter of fact way of saying you can just start and you can just do this and you can just do it in 5 minutes. I find that very refreshing.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know what it is too, is because I've been doing this for so long, I've helped thousands of people to change their lives, right? And I have had people that had to lose over 100 pounds. And the mental state of those people were very beaten down, like a little mouse, had no voice, you know, weren't abused in their work environment and so on. I mean, it trickles into our social settings. It trickles into working out makes you mentally stronger. So this person lost 100 pounds, quit the job, started her own company and became the leading person in that field that she was being abused by this company with. And it was just phenomenal transformation. And, you know, I think that's why I'm so passionate about it, because you have the power with working out and nutrition to completely change your life.
Mm-hmm. It's something that we do, like we eat several times a day. We have a body to move. It's our best instrument. Why not use it to its potential? I love that. Nice. So as kind of like a closing question, I think I also want to ask, because I feel the passion. If you had, let's say, a billboard, which was in Times Square, and it could say something or a message, what would your message be to everyone?
Take action today. Today is another day in paradise.
I love that additional bit. It's so true.
Right?
It's so true.
We have the power to create our own paradise around us. Yes, we have to live in this world. And yes, there's a lot of stuff going on that we don't approve of. And it's, but we have to choose, we can choose who we are around. We can choose how we do treat ourselves, how we treat others. So you can create your own little paradise. And every now and then we got to step outside of that paradise and deal with the world. And then we can step back into our paradise.
Party and diet. Can you just walk us through the intention behind this?
So the intention behind Party and Diet was that I believe in balance. I actually wrote an ebook, and you can find it on my website for free. It's all about finding a balance between being good to your body and nutrition, but still have a social setting, right? Because a lot of times people think it's either or, and it's not. You can have both. And there's a rotation diet that you can actually do where you're doing low carbs for the week, and then on the weekends you can have all the fun in the world, and it's not damaging anything that you have accomplished. And that's where Party and Diet came from. I want people to understand that being healthy doesn't mean you have to not you can't have a social setting. You cannot go out with friends. You cannot have a drink, or you cannot have some bread or whatever it is that people think they have to give up. You can. It's just called balance. And so that's why I called it Party and Diet. And you can find all my programs that I'm teaching and been talking about on partyanddiet.com. I also have an Instagram called Party and Diet. And I have a YouTube channel for Party and Diet as well, where I have workouts and everything there.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being the motivation. And also, yes, to inspire us to take action. Thanks so much for being here. You could have been listening to anything, but you're here interested in reclaiming your health. I hope you found the episode useful and constructive. If you enjoyed it and would like to show support for the show, please leave a review, as this makes my content more discoverable for other people to enjoy and learn from. Please also consider subscribing to the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you enjoy listening. Finally, the best way to show support for the show is by sharing it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Thanks for listening. Be well, and I'll catch you next time.